KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 47 degrees, KSL's top story. The drug shortage in Utah has reached an all-time high. A new study has ranked us with the fourth worst supply problem in the nation. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera joins us live with which medications are hard to find. Eric.
Jeff, I asked Aaron Fox, Associate Chief Pharmacy Officer with U of U Health, what kinds of drugs are hard to keep on the shelves, one category being ADHD meds. Those are considered controlled substances, which complicates keeping them in stock because they're regulated by the DEA.
Their main mission is to make sure that there's not too much in the marketplace and that, you know, these important prescription medicines aren't being potentially diverted and misused.
Fox said the increase in mental health services could be feeding the larger demand. She also recommends calling neighboring pharmacies if yours can't keep them in stock. Reporting live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Chad Daybell trial today focused for several hours on whether or not he fled from his property when they started digging in the backyard. That's where police eventually found the remains of Lori Vallow Daybell's two kids. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Jeff, Chad did drive away, but whether or not he was fleeing, the topic of some cross-examination. Also, several phone calls he made in the first few days after being arrested, one with Lori Vallow Daybell.
House right now?
Yeah. Oh, they're searching the property.
And that conversation then moved on to him telling her, moved on to another phone call between Chad and his daughter.
I don't know what they told you because I asked Lieutenant Ball, where did you find the human remains? That's what they told me, that they found human remains. And I said, well, there are several dogs that have been buried there. And he said, respectfully, Emma, I can tell the difference of human remains. And I asked, where was it? And he said, over by the pond under that tree. That it was in the ground and had boards over it.
That conversation then moved on to him telling her how to get money out of his accounts and reassuring her that they'll figure things out. Court has ended now for the day. As a reminder, we have each day live streaming on our YouTube channel, KSL News. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police have released body cam footage of the moments leading up to a 35-year-old man's death 2 weeks ago. The video shows Cameron Amon Cloward walking toward police with a knife at Charlie's Market on State Street. Police appeared to tell him multiple times to put it down before they opened fire. Cloward was pronounced dead at the scene. People can start touring the new Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Temple in Layton this Friday. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson was able to get an early look inside before the open house begins.
Its decorations pay homage to the agrarian history of Davis County, and there's lots of soundproofing to keep the noise of Hill Air Force jets at bay. And while the structure is impressive, local Layton teen Penina Leota says the open house is allowing her to share an important part of her life with her friends and community.
They've never seen the inside of a temple before, so they were super excited to see that, and it's just given me an opportunity to show them what my religion is like.
First counselor in the primary general presidency, Amy Wright, is excited to have a temple in her community and invited everyone to come and see it.
It is our hope that you will also come and feel and come and know.
You can reserve tickets at churchofjesuschrist.org. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Dozens of prospective jurors were dismissed today at former President Trump's criminal trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff jury selection getting underway today in the former president's hush money case in New York. Mr. Trump telling reporters outside the court that he should be on the campaign trail right now.
It's a political witch hunt. It continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial.
The felony charges are related to a 2016 hush money payment to an adult film actress. In breaking news at this hour, the Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits over that law proceed. The 2023 law subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-affirming care to people under the age of 18. Under the High Court's order, the two transgender teens who challenged the law will still be able to obtain care. In other news that we are following, a judge today sentencing Rust Armor Hannah Gutierrez to 18 months in jail for the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer telling Hannah Gutierrez that her apparent lack of remorse or accountability for her actions ultimately led to Hutchins' death.
I find that what you did constitutes a serious violent offense. It was committed in a physically violent manner, a fatal gunshot done with your recklessness.
Actor Alec Baldwin is expected to stand trial this summer on involuntary manslaughter in the cinematographer's death. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A number of beavers around the state have died in recent weeks from a bacterial disease, deer fly disease, that also infects rabbits. But it's not just beavers and rabbits. People can get it by eating an infected animal. The Division of Wildlife Resources is warning, don't touch dead beavers and report any if you see them. KSL News Time 406, it's First Look Traffic now. Ricky, what's going on?
A new accident in Murray. It's southbound I-15 at the South Interchange, but already moved out of traffic to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute is on the way next. Stay right here.